Unit 20, Jobs and Work. Hello, Miss Hope. I am John Jobs. Thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
How are you today, Miss Hope?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. To get started, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I've just graduated from university, where I studied to teach English language and literature in combination with German. During my studies, I worked as a part-time English teacher at a primary school where I taught young learners aged 7 to 9. During my summer holidays, I worked as an instructor in summer camps in the USA where I organized plays and evening programs for children. I also had a chance to travel to various destinations. I spent a couple of days sightseeing in New York and Miami, and visited Everglades in Florida and national parks of New York Harbor.
That's great. How would you describe your personality?
I'm sociable, friendly, and talkative. At work, I'm creative, hardworking, and persistent. I think that these traits are a good combination for a teacher because I can be friendly with students, but also motivate them to work hard in lessons. Also, I am a team player and good at working with people, especially on projects and problem-solving tasks, but I'm also confident enough to deal with tasks on my own.
What are your greatest strengths?
I am a highly motivated person. I use my creativity and determination to inspire students to participate in activities. I am also punctual and decisive. I always communicate clear expectations and set limits to the students.
What are your weaknesses?
Sometimes I become impatient. When I set a task, I want the learners to work on it immediately. Also, when I explain a new topic, I expect the students to master it at once. I understand that it's not always possible to see the results of my work straight away. I'm working on it by finding ways how to turn this negative trait into a positive one. I've realized that I need to explain the topic in more detail and practice with students if I want to see results sooner. In other words, to turn weaknesses into strengths, I need to start with myself and not with the learners.
Why did you choose to apply to our school?
The reason is very simple. I studied at the secondary school, and it was Miss Cordial's, my English teacher's lessons, teaching style and attitude towards us, her students, which inspired me to become a teacher. I would be honoured to work with her as a colleague, and I'm sure I can still learn a lot from her.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
In 5 years' time, I would like to be an experienced English teacher and a class teacher preparing my class for prom night and graduation for the first time. I would also like to continue my education via postgraduate studies.
Why should we hire you?
Although I've just graduated from university, I already have some experience of teaching learners. It's true that it was at primary school. However, what I learned there is how to manage students in the classroom. Also, I've been to an English-speaking country and experienced American culture firsthand, which is without doubt a huge benefit in teaching a foreign language. In addition, I'm committed to teaching and I feel that this school is the place where I'd like to work with students.
Thank you, Miss Hope. We'll let you know about the result of the interview.
I really appreciate you considering me for the position, and I look forward to hearing from you.